anybody in court or going to court for you, land matters and things like that.
Me, just sort of advice is what you can do and how to go about it. Probably that's what.
Yeah, that would be a real big help, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you know then what to do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't get it. You don't know just where to face.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, does anything new come up on the lamb stuff?
Not yet. I haven't heard anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what else we could.
Have you heard anything yet on your repercussions to your trip from Washington?
No more.
I haven't either. We should hear more about that before I go to Alaska.
Yeah.
But I think I'll be able to find out some more stuff up in Alaska because there's an agency there at the town I'm going to be in that might know some stuff about that.
Yeah.
It could at least help me find out anyway.
Yeah, of course it includes the Alaska Indians too.
Mm-hmm.
See what they think about it too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'll let you know what the Alaskan Indians think about it if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to know because I'd like to know overall Indian population, what they think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because some say that they pay all of them favor, but I don't think all of them do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm not certain exactly yet what group in that. One of these northern states are opposing it. But I think, still I think their organization is not quite aware of what the rest of them are thinking about. This organization seems to still go along as one whole group yet, favoring that here. I don't know if all of them all think they're the same thing.
Well, that'd be interesting to find out, that's for sure. That's one way is to go ask them. Oh dear. Well, back to
this. One thing I remember now, it's what they call I think it's supposed to be a bill for Congress, sort of a research, Indian research, wait a minute, I'm not going to find it. Industrial research, I think it is, on the Indian, for the Indians.
Mm.
That seemed to be a big item on it.
Mm-hmm.
At least where, I don't think the Pueblos really go for it yet, because we're just a small Pueblos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take them Zuni and Laguna, and probably Sled of Wood, I don't know. I know Haynes doesn't think too much about it because the reason for it, he said that there is supposed to be a fund set aside for anybody want to start any business, see?
Mm-hmm.
Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of Pueblo, yeah. Or as a group, as a Pueblo, see?
Mm-hmm.
Or some well, as I gather, this whole thing is just people that talk about putting something, some kind of a industrial business in the pueblo, see, I mean,
yeah.
on in the land, see, probably the northern, I mean, the other Indians would like to have it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I don't like about it is that, as I understand it, and as I thought I understood to interpret by the attorneys out of that, the land that you set aside for anything like that, you know, it's got to be under mortgage, not free from mortgage. You know that the United States has got an obligation to protect the Indian land.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell it, and you can't do anything without the consent of the Congress passing a law to say it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now right there, it seems like that it's given this bill is going to give the right to the Secretary of Interior, in case of a failure to pay after setting up the buildings and all that, you know. If if I was to set up a store or something like that, you know, before the finish of the thing, building that is, then if I can't pay it, you see, even though if I went halfway and then the other half I didn't pay well and can't pay it no more, well, then the Secretary of Interior steps in.
Mm-hmm.
He takes my land. See. I suppose that he's the only one would have right to make a title to the land that I set aside as mortgage for this purpose, you see. So I got no protection, no way. And I refuse to even think about it as a good deal. See.
No, it's not a good deal.
Right there, it's already, some of them express it that right there, it's already the government is trying to terminate us, give us that termination. By taking a land away from on anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it's up to the Indians now to decide whether they're going to accept that. Well, even though if it becomes law, if we don't want it, we don't have to take it. See?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not going to be forced. On us, well,
no, this would be something that the individual could judge on.
Let it be a law. Let it give the other Indians a right to do so, something like that. It's got all the land to sacrifice for it. See? I was talking to my group, and we were there. I told them, look here, I says, if we got all the area that we needed now, I says, the area we lost, see. Now, for instance, if we set aside across the railroad as a commercial site, see, and then somebody from the pueblo try to start up something, maybe a filling station or a little trading post or something of that nature, see,
uh-huh.
from the village, there, then that. Then that certain ground that we set aside for him, if we mortgage that and then he goes in default and then the Congress, I mean the Secretary of Interior takes it away from him, that would be too much. But still it doesn't look right to me to be in the middle, see. Maybe if it was right at the edge of our boundary, maybe then he can slice out that much. See. Because we still got the whole area to stand on, see.
Mm-hmm.
But as small area that we got now, I don't think too much about it.
No.
And we haven't got the manpower even to start anything, any commercial people to come in and start up something, see. Yeah. Our village is too doggone small, and we got more drunks than good people that looking for a good job. We'll be thinking if we let some kind of a factory come in. Well, it might mean good money to us,
mm-hmm.
but it won't serve us any too good. On the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be setting it up for outsiders to come in and work there, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless if the paying part of it is good enough, well, we might be able to consider it that way, see.
Mm-hmm. I don't really understand that. You think they would want to help you set up something that would work rather than trying to take it away from you.
That's right. That's one thing I don't like yet. I'm not satisfied yet with that, even if there is a revolving fund here for loans, you know. Like
mm-hmm.
If you want to borrow money from the office here to build a house, you have to put it in the contract that ground that you're going to build your house on. You have to put it in mortgage, see.
You can't really do that because the ground really doesn't belong to you.
That's right. It belongs to all the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how they figure on trying to make me, if I borrow money to build a house, how I don't see how they can tell me to mortgage this land when it don't all belong to me, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But that's a screwy deal. I hadn't even heard of it before.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why I don't think too much. I don't think anything good. Anyway, even at this point now, you can borrow direct from the revolving fund of the Indian Bureau that's set over here.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go there, they tell you, go down to the bank, see if they can loan you.
Mm-hmm.
If not, well, go to the other lending places. If they don't lend it to you, then we'll help you.
It's not a very good deal at all. What about this sawmill they built out on the Navajo Reservation? Do you know about it?
No.
The Indian Service or somebody built a huge, big, modern sawmill for the Navajos to cut lumber,
mm-hmm.
to sell, to make money. And they have a white guy running it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the Indians work there, and then the Indians that work there get paid from the profit. And then I think the tribe gets profit. Goes to the tribe, and then they, out of the profit, they also have to pay the white guy that runs it too. But I don't think they have to pay for the mill. I think it was given to them, which would sound like a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah.
It seems to me that the Navajos are getting pretty good deals all around, because they got plenty of money.
I don't think too much. I don't think that my brother thinks anything about commercial people coming in. Because, you know, in another way, I disagree with brothers accepting something like that. You know.
Okay.
I don't know how they work. The employees, whether they really have to be on there day in, day out, week in, week out, see, or month in, month.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing, we got a lot of things to look, attend to, like maybe the ceremonies and the Santo Fiestas that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then we can't do nothing, see? We're going to throw it away and forget it. if we let a pet come in and our boy